Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Welcome to This Could Get Awkward. It's episode 32. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
Whoa. All right. So did you want to start off with your story?
Okay. So
I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but like I'm engaged.
So we're like heavy into the wedding planning and everything. And so this week was all about the catering. So we previously met with there's this like very, very small Filipino restaurant that has delicious food, and they've catered a couple of events that both Spencer and I have been to, and they're very cheap. So we were like, we kind of just thought that's what we were going to go with, and that's what like what we would have at our wedding. So Spencer scheduled a tasting. He couldn't be there because he was out of town for work. So I went with my mom, the best man and one of the groomsmen. And we tried the food. And the man whose like restaurant it was so awesome and like really nice to deal with and super funny and like answered all of my questions and didn't make fun of me too bad when I like pulled out my binder. And like it was pretty cool. But I didn't like love the food. And the price.
What did they serve you?
It was like a bunch of different meat and fish dishes, and there was like rice and noodles and like similar to like Chinese food or Korean food or like, you know, just like various like meats and spices and like just like food.
Yeah.
It was really good, but I wasn't like, yes, I for sure want this to be like what we serve at our wedding. And as cheap as it was, it also didn't include a lot of things that then we would need to find another vendor for and still pay for as well. And the more we get into this, the more I'm like, I just want things to be like simple, and like the fewer vendors we have, the better. And I just don't want to have to worry about like keeping tabs on more things than we need to. So I was like, let's explore some other options. So Spencer scheduled 2 catering appointments one day this week. So we ate a lot of food that day. The first one we went to was so nice. They had like set a table for us, and both the owner, the main chef, and the sous chef like all came and sat with us and talked with us and answered all of our questions. The food was really good. They kept coming to ask us like how every dish was. It was like a freaking feast, and it was awesome. And then so I was like, okay, cool, like let's see how this one goes. And then for the second catering meeting we had that day, Spencer was like, we just go pick up the food and then bring it home. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, we don't have a chance to, like, sit and ask questions, or, like, I can't pull out my binder. Like, what am I going to do? And he was like, no, we just go pick up the food. And I was like, okay, that's cool, I guess. So we go to their, like, facility, because they're not a restaurant. So it's just, like, it's building in this random place that obviously has, like, a massive kitchen and just like pumps out food. So we go there, and Spencer's like, we're supposed to go to the side door, like staff entrance. And I was like, okay, are you sure? Because it looks like we're not supposed to. So
yeah,
we go there, we like ring the doorbell, someone answers the door, like not super quickly, but it's not like we were waiting for a long time, but they answer the door, and we're like, hey, like we're supposed to be picking up some food for a tasting. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll go check. And he comes back a few minutes later with like like food to feed an army, like so much food. And he's like, okay, bye. And we're like, okay. So we just like leave with this massive amount of food. And I'm still like, kind of, I'm like, okay, that's awesome that we get all of this food. But on the other hand, like I had a lot of questions, and there's the one we had earlier was just so interactive. So I was like, this is kind of weird. So we came home, and we like dug in, and the food was super good. Like, it was really good. So at first I was like, okay, this is definitely who we're going to go with. But then I looked up their reviews, and all of the reviews basically said the exact same thing, which was the food is good and there's tons of it, but that their professionalism and like customer service is terrible. And that like on the day of the wedding, like they weren't on time, or they were very unprofessional, or like the groom and bride had to like be worrying about things that they weren't supposed to having to like be worrying about, kind of a thing. So I was like, okay, I don't want to go with that. So we went with the first one that was like really interactive and everything, because all of their reviews were like the food is great and they're amazing and like they took care of everything and like just really, it sounded really like like positive and like we wouldn't have to worry about anything. So we went with that one. But I guess just like the awkwardness of having to go to like a sketchy side door and be given food without having to like talk with anybody, it was all just kind of like funny and awkward. If like you take away anything from this story, I want you to know that like you should just tell people you're getting married and you need to like do a tasting because you get so much food.
So is it free? Like I don't get it.
The one that we went with wasn't free. It was like $35 each, but we had like a ton of food left.
Oh, okay.
But then the one that we didn't go with that we had like food for an army, we didn't have to pay for.
Really?
We still, like, that was on Tuesday. It's Saturday, and our fridge is, like, still, like, we have, like, four more meals in there.
You can totally just con a system and just be like, oh, yeah, we're going to get married and have, like, literal free food for a week.
Yeah. And, like, we're thinking, like, we should just do this once a month for the rest of time. Like, date night catering tasting.
Oh my gosh.
Why isn't this a system people aren't abusing, or are they all just doing it like quietly? Like, I don't know, but it was amazing.
There was one other thing that I took away from that story. And and it's the fact that I understand like you guys are getting married. So you guys have split up the tasks and everybody should be involved and everybody should be doing stuff. So Spencer was the one booking the caterers. And I'm like, wow, that's really cool. That's great that he was doing that, even though he's out of town and like maybe not even able to be there for some of the tastings and stuff. But he's still taking an initiative to do all of that because right now, I'm in the midst of looking for a new apartment. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is moving with me, and he has done fuck all to help.
Adam, really?
Oh my God, it's driving me like absolutely insane. And I've
Do you ask him for help?
I have talked to him about it, and I've told him on probably two occasions now, flat out laid it out, I'm doing everything and I don't want to be doing everything. You're telling me that you're excited that we're taking this step together and moving to a new city together and like moving into a place that will be ours as opposed to like you're coming to now live with in me in my apartment. Like, so he's told me he's excited about that. And I'm like, honestly, this is no different than when I was looking for my last apartment and we were still together. I was like, I'm doing everything. I'm like, I'm the only one looking up apartments. Right now, you're unemployed. Like, you literally.
Oh, my God.
And even after, like, I probably had that conversation with him earlier this week and still nothing. Like, I don't know what to do, like, to say to get it into his head to be like, help me more with this.
Give him like, a specific task to complete and a timeline to complete it in. Would that work?
Yeah, probably. But I just feel like the task is for us to just like look at and see what options are out there for like an apartment right now. Like there's only one task, you know, like with a wedding, I guess you're like, hey, you take care of the food, Spencer. And like,
but even that, like even that, just be like, find four options for us to look at that are in our price range in this neighborhood or whatever. And like, so we can talk about them. I don't know. By Tuesday. Spencer, so like from the very beginning of everything, like he asked to do the catering stuff for the wedding. So that's been awesome that he's just like, that he wanted to take that on. But I've still had to kind of be like, okay, like you said you want to do this. So can you please have this part done by this day kind of a thing? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh yeah, okay. And then does it. And then we have like two in one day and like just are getting shit done.
Yeah, yeah.
The other day, this is kind of not where we were planning on segueing to, but So Spencer is obviously like wonderful and awesome and like a great partner in person and like the nicest guy. But every once in a while, and I think this is true and like normal for like most couples, but every once in a while, like if we're in a group situation or we're out with friends or family or like something like that, he'll maybe start to like, okay, I'll just give you the example that happened on Wednesday. So we were out, a family friend invited us over for dinner. And so there was like a bunch of us having dinner together and catching up. And these are people we've both known for like most of our lives. And so we're very comfortable with them and everything. And I was telling a story and Spencer starts going like, no, 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 like that's not how it happened. That's not true at all. And like correcting me and like ruining my story. And I was like super annoyed about it. Like that just bothers me. Like anyways, like if you're partner or your person's like telling a story, just let them tell the story, like and I also was pretty sure that my story wasn't wrong. So Anyways, we talked about it later, and maybe it was a little bit wrong. But anyways, and then later he was telling a story, and I wasn't saying the story was wrong, but like a word he used to describe something in the story, I wasn't sure if it was the right word. So I was like, is that, did you mean like whatever? And he was like, no. And then someone else at the table like agreed with the word he used. And then he was like, yeah, so fuck you. And I was like, what? Like, what?
Whoa, aggressive.
And so I didn't say anything later, but then like later when there was like a lull in the conversation, like in front of everyone, because it was like funny and we're so comfortable with them, I was like, earlier when you said fuck you, like it really hurt my feelings. And everyone was like, ha ha ha. And I was like, but like really?
But so for then real.
Later, but for real. So then later when we were on our way home, I was like, hey, that was super rude and kind of embarrassing. And like in that company, maybe like, I just feel like it doesn't really matter like who we're in front of. Like that's really rude and degrading. So could you not say fuck you to me again kind of a thing. And I was super pissed about it. But then when we came home, like we were both so tired, I just fell asleep. And then when I came home from work the next day, he had like bought flowers and bath bombs for me and was like, I'm sorry for being an asshole. And so that was nice. I was just like, why? Like, I was like, I don't like that. Like, and he, like, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does or something, or it's kind of like, it's so out of character for him, which is, I think, what is so,
it's so, it's like, even jarring more alarming about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, so it doesn't make any sense to me because I'm like, that's not how he, like, feels or speaks to me. So it's like, does he think it, do guys think that it's cool to, like, talk to their person like that? Or, like, I don't understand why it happens. So yeah. We, like, talked about that a little bit. But like it was cute that he got flowers and bath bombs.
Yeah, that is. So did we want to like throw back into what we would had originally
sure
planned for the second portion of this? Mm-hmm. Which is just like, it's almost as I'm just like sad to even talk about it.
It's sad. I know. It's less awkward and more sad.
Well, the situation I'm sure probably would have been incredibly awkward to have like the conversation.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's just say what happened.
A friend of ours who was engaged is now no longer engaged.
She got dumped.
Yeah. And like that's for like everybody can deal with or everyone can relate to probably being in a relationship that didn't work out and having to go through that. But I think it's on a different level when you're engaged.
Yeah.
Like especially because so, they were planning a wedding. Like they had booked things and they had planned certain things. And
for context, our friend, the dude, is like the sweetest, nicest guy. Mm-hmm. And prior to this relationship, he hadn't had a relationship like
ever.
I almost want to say ever. Yeah. Like,
or like a serious one, maybe.
Yeah. And he was like in his 30s, right? When they started, I think he was like 30 when they.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, they dated or they were together for like 3+ years, I think.
Yeah. And so when they started, I think they had been friends before and then they started dating and he moved in with her right away. And everyone was just so happy for him because he's like the best guy ever. And he scored this like awesome woman who was like beautiful and funny and kind and smart and loved him. And like everyone was just so like, oh, okay, good. Like he's got a good one. He's going to be fine. And not that he wouldn't be fine on his own, but just like it was something that he really wanted too, was like a partner. So it was just like so awesome when it happened. And then when they got engaged, it was like so exciting because it was just like, oh, yay. Like,
yeah, it was adorable. And like having the conversation with him, asking him about the wedding planning, like he was so excited about
it. So excited.
And just like anytime I can recall talking to him, he's like, oh, yeah, like she's got this figured out and that figured out and it's going to be great. And then. And this happened. And
so he like, Janelle's moving. And so he asked Janelle, like, did your apartment get like rented already?
Yeah. He's like, I'm looking for a new place. And I was like, and immediately when that happened, like you're much closer with him than I am. And I'm sure you probably would have asked at that point, because that's kind of like the first like mm-hmm. alarm bell. You think, oh, wait, why are you looking for a place to live? You live with your fiance. So my immediate reaction was, oh my gosh, what happened? Did something happen? And it wasn't until a couple of days later that he like shared the news and said that they were no longer together and that he was living with a friend or crashing at a friend's place and currently looking for like a new place to live and everything like that. And I had said to him, I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I had a hunch that maybe that was what was going on when you originally asked about my apartment. But I like truly and honestly just didn't have the heart to ask him about it. Because I just felt like it was such like a, it's an awkward conversation to have for people. And I feel like him having to share it with people too, like that would have been incredibly awkward to come forward with and say, because, and how he did it.
Embarrassing
he too.
And sad and like,
Because.
And by all accounts, it sounds like it was completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, this isn't working. Gave him back the ring and like ended it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't imagine how brutal that conversation would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it really was like unexpected and you couldn't see it coming.
Yeah. You see no sort of like problems or situations in the relationship. And then all of a sudden it's just like, hey, I need to talk to you. I don't want to do this anymore. And like, I don't want to be with you anymore. And to be honest, like who knows how long she was sitting on that for, which... Mm-hmm. It's awful to be broken up with, but it's not fun to break up with someone either and like call off a wedding. Like that's not an easy thing to do.
Like as much as we're closer with him and like I'm for sure in his corner, I do like my heart goes out to her too because that's not like what she had to do is definitely not easy and she's probably going through hell as well.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Way better now than after the wedding.
Oh yeah,
or
for sure.
During the wedding, like. So good call on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just fucking brutal.
But like, and the thing is too, is that it doesn't just end there, right? Because they were living together.
And
I know
so
that he's looking.
Mutual friends. Yeah. Like they came from the same group of friends. Like, ugh. The dividing up of friendships now probably.
Yeah. And just having to like worry about, oh, who can I invite? Or, you know, is so-and-so going to be there? I don't know if I want to go and show up because I'm not ready to see them or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And just having to get all of his stuff out of her place because presumably there's like.
Together.
They did.
They have. Well, I think she had a cat, but they got one together.
Mm. Yeah. That's tough.
And it's fucking brutal.
The other thing, too, I think is like in our situation, what do you say to that person? Like, you can really just say like, hey, I'm really sorry to hear what happened. Like, I'm here for you. But it's always like an awkward conversation to have with like a friend and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Who's going through a breakup because you don't really know what to do or say to them.
Yeah.
Because there's really not a whole lot you can do as like a bystander other than just say like, hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. But
he's such a sensitive guy. I hope he bounces back and like, well, I know he'll bounce back, but I hope it's not like a very long drawn out recovery.
And I think also by the sounds of it, it wasn't like an angry breakup or anything like that. Like, or like,
yeah. Didn't he say like, everyone be nice to her. Like, I still think the world of her kind of a thing. What a classy guy.
Yeah, he did. So like, at least there's hopefully like that there's, you know, there's no bad blood by the sounds of it or anything like that. So especially coming from the same group of friends, maybe there is some sort of way that they can coexist in a non-romantic relationship kind of thing throughout their like their.
You know what I wonder? Because he went vegan for her. I wonder. I wonder if he's just like pounding back the burgers now or like let himself eat a fucking steak or something like.
That's
funny. I wonder
if
he's going to continue to be vegan.
I had a friend of mine, like she's a really close friend of mine, and she was with a guy who, I don't want to say converted her, but like was the driving force behind her becoming a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And it did take quite a few years into their relationship. And then she was a vegetarian and they were together for a very, very long time and broke up a couple of years ago. And she's now dating a new guy and has just recently started eating meat again because he eats meat. Well, no, I don't know. She says she has her reasons and she's like, I'm just not going to be a vegetarian anymore. I'm going to eat meat when it like if someone makes me a dinner that has like meat or like animal products or something like that in it, I'll eat it. but because I don't want to keep turning things down because I'm a vegan or a vegetarian or whatever.
Yeah.
And she says also when she travels, she wants to be able to like try the local dishes. So
yeah.
But I found that really funny. It earlier this summer, I was like, oh. I was like, you're going to start eating meat again. That's because you're not dating your ex anymore, isn't it?
Have you ever, like, adopted a lifestyle because of someone you were dating?
I don't know. I would say that I was willing to adopt a lifestyle that I really never thought I wanted. And that would be with my ex. We were together for about 5 years, and the entire time we were together, it was a long-distance relationship, just due to the fact that we couldn't find work in the same city. He was in, like, Toronto, and it was really difficult for me to be able to find work there. And so we lived about 2 hours away from each other in most cases, but his work was really, like, had to be major city. Mm-hmm. And I grew up on a farm and never really, like, thought I wanted to live in, like, that big of a major city. Yeah, I can do cities, but, like, that is huge. And it came clear to me, like, in our relationship, like, that was kind of going to have to be my reality if we were going to be together, which that's what I wanted. To be with him, and I was willing to give up like the kind of
quiet country life.
Well, yeah, or just like I was willing to move to like a huge city to be with him. And it probably took a little while. Like I would say that kind of came over like a year or two that I was like, I warmed up to the idea of it. I warmed up to the idea of like living in the city. And you know, after visiting it so much, you kind of like, oh, I might kind of like this. I might kind of like that, like that lifestyle. But other than that, I don't know that I can think that I really like conformed. My boyfriend now wants me to play video games with him. Because he's like a super big gamer, but he kind of didn't really try that hard. I mean, I said I was willing to try it, but I don't really think it's really something that I would do. But
yeah,
what about you?
Spencer likes to get real Christmas trees, and so now I like to get real Christmas trees.
Oh, that's cool. But other than that, that's
better. I can't think of anything else. I try to think of like past relationships. I don't really think so. No, I never changed like diet or fashion or like habits or anything really. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Real Christmas trees, they're addictive.
I've never had one.
Really?
We grew up in a fake Christmas tree house.
I did too. It wasn't until we moved out east that we got our first real Christmas tree, and I really, really liked it.
Hmm.
It smells nice.
That's what I've been told, but they're also super messy.
Eh, not really. You can fucking sweep, like, after you throw it out.
You gotta water it, though.
Yeah, they're thirsty little beasts. That's for sure.
All right, well, have you ever had to change anything in your relationship? Have you conformed for your partner ever before? You can let us know.
Been dumped by your fiance?
Yeah. If you want to share that story, feel free.
Ooh.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast or on our Facebook page, which is This Could Get Awkward.
You can email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And all of that and all of our 32 episodes are on thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Awesome. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.